And we welcome you back here from Gaffney Court in the Multipurpose Activity Center, West Long Branch, New Jersey, on the campus of Monmouth University, the site of this year's Shore Conference Finals for both the girls and the boys. We'll get to the recap of the girls in just a minute. Let's run through stats and scoring leaders for this game so far, which has number one Point Beach tied at the half with number two CBA 21-21 in the boys' final. 6 points for Pat Andre, 6 for Chima Akekabar, 4 points today for Louis Polari, 3 points for Evan Gournier off the bench, and 2 for Robbie Kennedy. CBA 9 of 22 from the floor, 1 of 6 from the outside, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 14 total rebounds, 4 offensive, 10 defensive, 3 assists, 2 turnovers, a block, and a steal. For Point Beach, they were led by Matt Farrell, who's got 10, 4 of 7 from the floor for him, including a couple of three-pointers. Also today, Dom Yule with 7 3 points. Noah Yates, 1 for Michael Fronheim. The totals for Beach, 8 of 21, 3 of 8 from behind the arc, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 13 total rebounds, 4 offensive, 9, 4 offensive, 9 defensive, an assist, 2 turnovers, 1 block. Quarter total, CBA 8 and 13, Point Beach 9 and 12. All Kevin adds up to a 21-21 first half.
Matt, I think this game has gone just as most of us thought it would. I did not expect this to be a high-scoring game. I think the teams have gotten at each other pretty good. Well played, not a ton of turnovers. Things challenged inside. You said it. I think you summed it up. 1 and 2. This is what you're supposed to get, and we've got a good one, and I would imagine this one will go right down to the wire. I'd be stunned if anything else happened.
Point Beach led by as many as 5. CBA's only lead has been 2. We've had 2 lead changes and a tie score 5 times during the course of it. CBA plus 6 points in the paint, plus 4 points off turnovers, plus 4 second chance points, plus 4 fast break, and 3-1 the advantage for the Colts in the bench department as well. Now, Kevin, earlier today we saw the girls' final. Congratulations to Lisa Kokoda, the second-year head coach for the Big Blue of Manasquan, who win their first Shore Conference championship since 1983, really dismantling St. Rose. Final score on that one, 61-41.
I just had a sense from the beginning that the game meant more to Manasquan than it did to St. Rose. And, you know, St. Rose fan may tell me how off I am, but I thought, Manasquan got to all the loose balls, second chance baskets, offensive rebounds. They did all those little things that if you do them, it usually leads to success. And they had success from the get-go. I mean, this was never a game. Manasquan just jumped out. Really, if you think about it, the only opportunity for the Purple Roses to make a game of it was they were down 12 at the half. They got 2 really good defensive stops on the first 2 series to start the third quarter. Steals led to layup opportunities the other end. Missed them both. Could have been a 10-point game. Then I think Manasquan came down and hit a 3. And from that point, the route just, you know, it was 15, 18, 20, and, you know, it was just, you know, a matter of what the final number would be.
We are tied here at 21 between CBA and Point Pleasant Beach. Let's step out. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll get you set for the start of half number 2. Team should be taking the floor in just another minute or so. 1 versus 2 going according to plan, all square after the first half. We're back right after this. 2-minute timeout, your exclusive radio home for the Shore Conference Tournament, the Shore Sports Network.